All right. Yeah, a lot of that went right in line with what the Lord gave.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hebrews chapter 6.
What?
Hebrews chapter 6. He gave me a thought when Mary called yesterday saying, knowing God. In Hebrews 6, verse 1, it says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and laying of hands, laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. What he's saying is, going forward, looking under, building on the foundation that was already set.
Amen.
And when the Lord is always, he wants us to catch on. Jesus always wanted his disciples to catch on to what he was doing.
Amen. Yes, he did.
You know, and he tested them. In the storm, he went to sleep to see what they would do. Mm-hmm. And they came and woke him up. And he rebuked them and calmed the storm. Mm-hmm. And they began to get what God was saying step by step. The Lord is step by step.
Amen.
Precept upon precept. Mm-hmm. But he wants us to catch on.
Amen. Yes, he does.
And the thing is, when we are looking to him,
uh-huh.
it makes the difference that
Amen.
We need. I like to kill my problems and conquer all my problems till I kill them. Mm-hmm. Why be bothered with something you can kill? Why let Goliath linger? Just kill him. Be done with it.
Amen.
And that's been how the Lord taught me to do warfare. Get to, you can fight. One preacher had a Word of Life visiting guy. He said, people just fight all the time. Why not just conquer the problem once and for all, be done with it?
Amen.
And I believe in doing that. And you can. We're more than conquerors. All right. When we're looking to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
we're building on the foundation that he's already set. We're going forward.
Mm-hmm.
We're conquering our problems.
Yes.
And we look to him.
Yes.
That keeps the things we're doing from becoming a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
We can do the right things, even paying tithes. It can be a ritual unless
Amen.
You're looking at the purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're solving problems. You are enabling the body to have finances to do God's will.
Amen.
In a good way. If nobody paid tithes, then we'll be struggling to pay. We might be preaching in the dark. We may not have any air conditioning, no heat in the winter, nothing. There's a lot of things that will be lacking. But when people do it for the right reason, see, if you give to get, that's good. That's a bonus. That's just a bonus of it. But the true purpose of it is to advance the kingdom of God. It just like everything, when you do things because I started out doing things just because Jesus said do it. But as I looked to him and I started out doing it by faith. I didn't know why. Jesus said do whatever it was, especially turning the other cheek. But I did it because he said it. But then I learned the wisdom of why he said it. As I did it by faith.
Amen, amen.
And I didn't do it grudgingly. I did it willingly.
Come on
and
now.
The more I did it, the more willing I was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is wisdom. I saw why he's saying it. Some of the people that ended up getting saved, they started out like an enemy. I said, this is what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
These people could have, they made a choice because the love of God was represented to them.
Amen.
When we get to know him, everything we do is enhanced, even paying tithes and offerings.
Amen.
You can do it like a ritual, or you can do it in love.
Jesus.
And love makes the difference.
Jesus.
Love keeps it fresh, keeps it alive. I always say on the radio that the Lord is mightily moving by his spirit. And I realize I say that all the time. I say it sounds like a cliche, So I say, every time I say it, I mean it. I say it fresh. Because it's not a ritual. It's not just something to fill up airtime. This is real. The Holy Spirit is in action. You can't see him, but he's in action. And when you look to the Lord, when you're looking unto Jesus, and your eye is fixed on him, the purpose of his word, that's how we see him. Mm-hmm. We're doing things because he said it and because we know that it's going somewhere. When it's that way, uh-huh. You can catch on to what God is doing.
Yes.
Because the Holy Spirit's always in action.
Yes, it is.
And that's what I want people to know. You have in you God. You have his heart in you.
Amen.
You have access to all knowledge.
Amen.
You don't have to suffer with mysteries. You can learn whatever you want to know, and God don't put a cap on it. But he's not just a walking library. But people treat him as if he's just a religious icon and never get to know him. But when you get to know God, you know his purpose.
Amen.
And he don't always explain everything. He tell you to do something. If you do something, you're going to conquer your way into a greater knowledge. All right, the rich young ruler. Luke chapter 18, verse 18.
Amen.
I love Brother Horton. He brought this out in such a way. And I learned a lot from it. Verse 18, he said, "And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Knowest thou the commandments? Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing.
Jesus.
Sell all that thou hast,
Jesus.
And distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich.
Jesus.
And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, mm-hmm. How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. The Lord was trying to show him something,
mm-hmm.
which if he obeyed, he could have learned. If he didn't obey, he couldn't learn it. So if he... The riches he had, he was changing his perception. he was changing his focus. If he would have focused on the Lord and tried to give away all those riches, he would have soon found out that he couldn't. He would have gave away that, but more would have came and more, an abundant amount would have taken its place.
Amen.
But just like tithing, the act of giving can be a ritual. Or it can be
fellowship.
Uh-huh. It can be relationship. It can be, you can do it for the right reason.
Amen.
And the gain from it is the bonus of it. But the real reason is you have a chance to help God do something.
Amen.
And when you're focused on the Lord, you learn things like this. You get to know him. It's a privilege to preach his word, to speak under the anointing, to do the things of God.
Thank you.
What Mary did this morning, she showed you that communion is not just a ritual.
Amen.
Just like tithing. If you love God, it's not just a ritual. And even the blessing from it, that's not the main reason. That's just a bonus. The blessing is you get to partake in something that will cause you to have treasure in heaven.
Amen.
You get to everything you do for the Lord makes you richer in heaven.
Amen.
Everything, the understanding that comes from from obeying God helps you know it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's everything, all the blessings that come is just a bonus.
Thank you, Lord.
We're complete in him.
Amen. Amen.
I thank you, dear Lord. I thank you. I thank you for the Holy Spirit and the work that you do in us, Lord Jesus. Help us to know you, go forward in you, and see you in every way, representing you to the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.